Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Last night, the first in the Democratic debates for the presidential nomination for 2020. Alan, we saw immigration, economy dominate, which showed deep differences between the candidates. But as you rightly predicted yesterday, they seemed at least united on one thing, and that's defeating Donald Trump.
Well, that's right. There was that. However, I've been monitoring all morning long the reactions of the press and others and the pundits, and people are coming out with different views on all of this. So it is puzzling to think that this is going to be a breakout moment for anyone, especially since tonight we're going to see the next episode. It is stultifying sometimes to try to keep track of all of the players nobody has ever really heard of. So the name of the game for the folks who are running is to send their people out there to say, we won, we won, we won. One of the things that occurs to me here is that the Democrats are really in a race amongst themselves for who is the most liberal. And that is why you see some candidates doing better than others in terms of who people like. On the other hand, the downside is that you're going to have to run in a general election sooner or later. And it is the independent voter who has got to be watching this kind of thing, saying, which of these can I live with? So if you want to go through some of them, David, with me right now, I'll be more than happy to give you my reaction. Why don't you start?
Beto O'Rourke.
Well, I think Beto O'Rourke made a lot of noise last night. I don't see him as having broken out. Of course, you have the whole use of the Hispanic languages. But I'm also suggesting that it was not breakout for him.
Cory Booker.
Cory Booker goes back and forth between being angry and not angry last night. I don't think he was particularly an angry guy. Nevertheless, he has to catch fire, too. And so far, I don't think he has done that. So I don't see him as a prime contender based on what I saw last night.
Elizabeth Warren.
Now, Elizabeth Warren, I think, is the number one. I think she has the ability to take it. Her problem is that she is way out to the left, as I have just suggested. That's a potential problem when you run in a general election. Right now, she is basically hurting her number one rival. And you know who that is, David.
Bernie Sanders.
Without question. And so Bernie Sanders, who was the man of the year last time out, this time is not there. And is looking more and more like he's dropping back. Elizabeth Warren looks like the person who is going to make it happen and could, in fact, give Joe Biden a real run for his money. That's the way I see it.
Anybody in the wings? We spoke earlier about Google searches that were checked out after the debates. The number one search was Tulsi Gabbard.
Well, a former military person, I know that it's inappropriate to talk about her looks, but she looked real good last night for a lot of people. And in this country, which is often and too often pays attention to those things, I think she becomes a very interesting person. She has a terrific background. She would be a commander-in-chief because she knows her military, unlike certain other people with bone spurs. And if you were going to choose somebody in the middle who would attract some people in the independent sector, she'd be the one.
Bill de Blasio.
I don't get it. He's despised by the people in New York. He decides he's going to punt. He comes on as a classic liberal, and it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. He is tall, and that shows up quite well on the screen. However, I don't know that that's enough.
One of the things that was pointed out by Michael Moore, liberal documentarian, who writes that in the first half hour, de Blasio won the debate. He and Senator Warren were the only ones that raised their hands when they were asked if they would get rid of private profit-making health insurance companies.
Well, it's a huge issue, of course. And Elizabeth Warren certainly is out front on that. And the question is this country ready to do what all these other industrialized societies have done and move forward and say everybody's entitled to it? A lot of people in this country like it the way it is. They like their own doctors. They're going to have to be satisfied that any new system will allow them to do that. I'm thinking that it may be an issue whose time has come.
Is it possible that when these debates are through, someone will rise that we're just not anticipating?
Anything's possible, sure. The issue, of course, is what happens in New Hampshire. We know that these are trend makers, what happens in Iowa, and things move on from there. But it's getting late if anybody else is coming in.
Let's turn to New York for a second, Alan. The governor of New York is on a trip to Israel. Trade mission, economic, is majority of what he's claiming the reason is for. However, part of this is what he says is personal as well. We've seen a spate of anti-Semitic acts, not only in New York, but around our country and even in the world, of course. And that's part of the reason why he's there.
Well, who can get into what motivates people? Andrew Cuomo is a superb politician. You know that. You know that politicians go to Israel. They do it because they're courting the Jewish vote. Now, I think it's important to remember that the Jewish vote, what, is about 2% of America. So it's not a lot, and yet it's influential, and he's going, and, you know, you go under the guise of economic development, but everybody knows that you're going because it's an important constituency, and it is for him, that is for sure.
Finally, Alan, there's a poll out that says that nearly 9 in 10 Americans say people are more likely to express anger on social media than in person. We're angrier than a generation ago. This is an NPR, IBM Watson Health poll. 42% of those polled said they were angrier in the past year than they had been further back in time.
Well, I think that's all Trump, don't you? I mean, in other words, I think what's happening there is that Trump has gotten the others, people who are not for him, particularly incensed and infuriated. And based on the people that I talk to, that sample, I can only tell you that that's what it's all about.